Part 3 Inches Late 1945, Operation Paperclip, the United States' covert importation of Nazi war criminals, scientists, medical researchers, and intelligence operatives, provided a treasure trove of first-hand experience with such matters. Some were brought directly into the CIA's payroll, like war criminal Reinhard Gehlen, chief of the Wehrmacht's Foreign Armies East, FHO, military intelligence unit, whose knowledge of Soviet intelligence services was sought by figures like Alan Dulles. Quite remarkable is the fact that Gehlen, who met with both President Truman and Wild Bill Donovan, the former head of the OSS during World War II, was instrumental in convincing the United States to pass the National Security Act of 1947, whose charter essentially laid the groundwork for the surveillance state we currently maintain. In its clauses, clandestine activities were allowed to begin without the approval of Congress or even the president, and reporting and evaluations were permitted to be indefinitely withheld if such disclosure could potentially compromise national security. In effect, it gave the newly christened CIA and related agencies almost unlimited freedom of action and partial legal immunity. And it gave Gehlen and his Nazi consorts access to millions of dollars, United States military support, and sustained their desperate hopes of finally destroying their dreaded Bolshevik nemesis, the Soviet Union. I would argue that the creation of the Cold War was in many ways as much an extension of unfulfilled Nazi aims as it was a pragmatic Allied reaction to the realities of the post-war Manichaean divide between capitalism and communism. We now know, for example, that Gehlen's intelligence was almost entirely worthless. He vastly exaggerated Soviet intentions, underestimated their agents' ability to penetrate West German intelligence, and personally helped escalate tensions between the burgeoning NATO countries and the Eastern Bloc.